Well, experience the breadth of the National Ballet of Canada repertoire in a triple bill of acclaimed works honoring the legacy and future of dance. Presenting two Canadian premieres in dramatically different styles, plus a special solo performance by retiring principal dancer and choreographic associate Guillaume Côté, this program underscores the continuing evolution of their art form and the versatility of the artists in the face of new creative challenges. With us to talk about it is the artistic director of the National Ballet since 2022, Hope Muir. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, everyone. Hi, nice to be here.
Well, it's very nice to have you with us and also to be speaking with you and finally say hello to the new artistic director.
Yes.
The not-so-new artistic director.
Not so new now. Well, thank you, and such a pleasure to have you with us this morning. Let's talk about the mixed program. It's called Silent Screen. Take it away.
Yeah, the mixed program, you know, thank you for that wonderful introduction. It really did explain the versatility of the company and how exciting it is to present three such dramatically different work. Silent Screen was choreographed by the choreographic duo of Sol Leon and Paul Lightfoot, who came out of the Netherlands Dance Theatre legacy as dancers and then as creators, and then Paul eventually became the artistic director. That company was really leading the way during their development in terms of creation and in terms of new choreographic voices. So I feel like all of their lived experience exists in their work now. And it's just extraordinary to see almost a silent film come to life on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's cinematic in its effect in with the scenic stuff on stage, but it then dissipates into something completely different, and it's beautifully human, completely distinctive in their style, and a real it's going to be a real exciting moment for the National Ballet of Canada, as this work has not been seen in Canada before.
Well, kudos, absolutely kudos to you, Hopi, and your whole organization, the National Ballet of Canada, because I went on your website to look at the interview and the rehearsals that you can watch of the Silent Screen, and I thought, absolutely stunning. And music by Philip Glass, it's captivating, and really just so open-hearted communication.
I was blown away. Beautifully, beautifully human, and it's emotional in a way that I think will sneak up on our audiences.
Yes,
it's
yes.
not obvious in its messaging or its narrative, but something about the ambiguity with the music and then this very specific choreographic style, it just pairs so, so well. It's an amazing work.
One thing that leapt out to me also when I looked at the three different works on offer here that are all sort of beautifully tied together is Rhapsody 1980 was created for two ballet stars, Mikhail Baryshnikov and Leslie Collier. I love the fact that in our day and age, ballets are written for can be commissioned for specific dancers. That hasn't necessarily always been the case, right?
It hasn't. It was a very special moment in London. It was the 80th birthday of Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, and it was marking Baryshnikov's guesting with the Royal Ballet, I think for the first time. Leslie at that time was such a huge star and was a perfect fit for him. And this music, you know, the Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini by Rachmaninoff, is just it swells and it just takes you on such an emotional, dramatic, epic journey. And those two stars could carry that kind of music. And I really feel that's why Frederick Ashton chose that music specifically for them, because it needed that gravitas. Mm-hmm. It needed those personalities on stage. And I just want to say to your listeners that we were so fortunate that when we were just on tour in London, Leslie Collier actually coached our principal dancers in the roles.
Yes. Isn't that exciting? Yeah. Well, okay, so this leads us to talk about Guillaume Côté and his piece, The Body of Work. Beethoven Symphony No. 7. How about that?
It is the second movement. It's not the whole thing.
No.
But as a solo, that would be super challenging. But Guillaume, to mark his incredible career with the National Ballet of Canada, he's going to be seen throughout the season in a variety of work choreographed that he's choreographed for himself and some work that we're bringing into the repertoire later in the year. But he's going to be peppered throughout the season to just let all of the audiences here in Toronto, you know, spend that moment spend those moments with him in the final year of his with his career with the National Ballet of Canada. But body of work, like I said, to the second movement of Beethoven 7 is going to open the evening. It's a beautifully, it's a very poetic work. He's done a beautiful solo for himself, and I feel like it's just going to be wonderful for the curtain to go up at the beginning of the season and our audiences to be able to engage with Guillaume. Mm.
And will you continue to work with Guillaume in the future as a choreographer?
I mean, Guillaume has many ballets already in
yes,
the National Ballet
yes.
of Repertoire, and of course, you know, we have plans to revisit some of those, yes.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Now, obviously, your audience is comprised of seasoned ballet, well, aficionados, if you want to say that, but if this is someone's first experience with ballet, these three pieces, how should they prepare, or what can they expect?
I really think that in this program there's something for everyone, and you know, I work very hard with my team to think about the balance of an evening and also musically how it's all going to fit together. My music director David Brisk and I, we always sit down and make sure that that experience is going to also be complementary as we move from piece to piece, and obviously we have the National Ballet of Canada Orchestra, which is amazing, so
yes.
that's just going to enhance everyone's experience. But I feel like as the evening develops, so we start with the shorter work, and then we take a pause, and then we move into Rhapsody, which runs about 30 minutes. Then you have a nice break to be able to digest what you've seen. You get a taste of the neoclassical and the very classical. Mm. And then you take a break, and then you can sit down and go into this very cinematic world with the very meditative, almost, of Philip Glass. And you can just let yourself kind of drift away in that and allow yourself to go on a journey, which I think it will be the effect that Silent Screen has on the audiences.
Right.
In terms of preparation for your audiences, I'm sure that they'd love to maybe, you know, have a listen to the music before.
Good
or
idea.
As you mentioned, the National Ballet of Canada website. We have so
go
many
there.
Amazing
Absolutely,
resources.
Yeah.
Where if you want to get a feel for what you're going to see or even to get to know some of the dancers,
yes.
you know, all of those videos are available online. So if that's what I would suggest.
Very well put. This is going to be a very, very rich offering indeed.
Sure is,
we've
Addie.
Been speaking
Absolutely.
With Hope Muir, the Joan and Jerry Lozinski Artistic Director of the National Ballet of Canada, about their upcoming performances of Silent Screen, Body of Work, Rhapsody. It runs from November 9 to 16th at the Four Seasons Centre for the Performing Arts at 145 Queen Street West. Tickets can be purchased online at national.ballet.ca or by calling 416-345-9595. It's been wonderful chatting with you.
It sure has. Thank you very much, Hope.
Yeah, thank you both. I really appreciate your time. And yeah, just hope everyone enjoys the performance. It's going to be epic.
Oh, we're looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.